It's the Emily T. Gale Show, ESPNHawaii.com, and looking forward to this conversation with Wynonna Chen with BikeWorks, but more importantly, just giving back to the sport of triathlon in so many ways. And Wynonna, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Emily.
Well, you know, I was looking, I saw that, you know, we became Facebook friends like 3 years ago, and watching your progress in the sport of triathlon, not so much progress, but just the way you've evolved and you're giving back. I think when I met you, you were a recreational athlete. And, you know, and then this past weekend, you gave a, you know, did a wonderful, I think, with BikeWorks, a training. You've done several of these, which is a really nice gesture for people that are new and experienced when they're going into the triathlon. So let's talk, first of all, about what you did last week out at Hapuna in preparation for the Honu triathlon coming up Saturday, June 3rd. So for other athletes who are going to experience the event, you've put on a training event.
Yeah, so what we did this past Sunday was we offered a little training event. We called it the pre-Honu training day, and it was for those who are doing Honu or those who maybe just wanted to get a really good workout. So we hosted it down at Hapuna Beach State Park, and it consisted of, I think it was about a two-thirds mile swim, so it was a bit short, down the length of Hapuna and back. And then from there, the ride went up from Hapuna to Upolu Airport on basically this part of the Honu course. And then we obviously don't have access to the actual run course, but we did have folks do a nice hot 8 mile run down to the end of Puako Road and back. And I think that was, even though it wasn't the exact run course, it's still, you know, a nice hilly and warm simulation in preparation for race day. But the bike course and the swim, they definitely got to enjoy part of the course. And we had, you know, a few people come out. We did end up posting the event rather late. We were waiting on a little bit of paperwork to go through, but it went through in the nick of time. So we had 11 people join us that morning. It was a lovely morning, really nice weather, and I think they all had a really great time.
Well, that's what I want to point out is, you know, you've done the Honu, which is the Honu Triathlon. It's an Olympic distance Ironman event, and it's a qualifying race for, 50 spots for the World Championships in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so you've been through that process of going from a recreational athlete to your first triathlon to, you know, and to give back. I mean, when you said the paperwork, it was got nick of time. I really celebrate not just the athletes. I celebrate the people that put on these events. I've been a race director for many years back in Detroit and when I moved here to Hawaii. But, you know, a lot go to it. I saw your pictures. You know, you had the tent up and you had swag that you gave away. And talk a little bit about being what you've learned, you know, what you know now that you didn't know when you entered your first triathlons about what organizers had to do.
Well,
you know, and the joy of it, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun being on the other side. And when I say that, I mean, you know, yes, the racing is really enjoyable, but it's, you know, when you're not racing, it's also a lot of fun to be on the other side and, you know, be part of the group of people that push on these events, even if it's a small training event, or, you know, be a volunteer. And certainly for the larger races, not even Ironman distance, but the half distance or even Olympics and sprints, those volunteers that are out there, I mean, oftentimes they have the harder day than the athletes, you know. I mean, they're up super early, you know, getting everything ready, and they're there, you know, on the course with all their energy, cheering all day long, and oftentimes in the hot sun, you know, for the athletes as they're going by, and, you know, well after the athletes are done, they're still there cleaning up. So it's a lot of work, and as far as, you know, the organization of these kinds of events, even the simple ones, a lot of thought has to go into it, you know, when you're thinking about the course and also making sure that, you know, you've crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's as far as who you need to talk to have access to, you know, the beach parks and stuff like that. So But it's really rewarding, you know, when folks come out and they're so thankful for the opportunity to either race or do a training day, and they really have fun. So it really
Yeah, and I think so many athletes today have been volunteers. You know, most of them have not been the organizer. But, you know, to hear you just as you were sharing that and what you've learned and since you've been doing this, and, of course, BikeWorks is so generous. I mean, they do so many of these events and sponsor events and everything. And what I really love is you have such an eclectic group of people working at BikeWorks. Yesterday I talked to young James Hill, who was a mechanic. I took my bike in to get the brake pads fixed. And, man, he had it done by the afternoon. But just, you know, he's a young kid. I've known him for a number of years. He's worked there. He's a mechanic. But he's a musician. He was in the Honoka'a jazz band and his girlfriend's a dancer, now fiance, and like yourself, the way that you started working with BikeWorks, and they've really taken people and given an opportunity. But not only that, they get people like yourself that can contribute so much to what they're trying to do, which is put more people out into the world of recreational sports.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a lot of fun. It's really nice having, as you said, an eclectic team, you know, people coming from all walks of life. You know, we bring a nice, unique blend of strength to the team. So that part is definitely really nice.
So of the people that showed up last week, how many were brand new, going to be doing their first event? How many seasoned, you know, because just interesting to see how people, you know, and those people that were new. I need to commend you, man. When I saw, like, what you were posting, like you had a map posted about where to park at Hapuna Beach so that you were all together. Is that because you were doing the transition in that area? I mean, that detail is really, you're a detailed person, Wynonna. I can see that. And there's Wynonna Chen we're talking with from BikeWorks Beach. BikeWorks, and she put on the training event out at Hapuna last week for people, not just for the Hapuna, the Hunu coming up Saturday, June 3rd, that is kind of headquartered at Manalani Resort. It finishes at the Fairmont Orchid. But just to introduce people, it's just, there's nothing like having some feel for the logistics, right?
Right. You know, going back to what you're talking about, these events, it is a lot of those little details that, you know, you may not think about, but it really does count in the end. You know, if we are going to offer, you know, folks the opportunity to do a training day, and if they're going to be leaving their stuff out, you kind of want to make sure that we're all in the same area just for safety's sake and so that, you know, we're better able to keep an eye on the vehicles. But, yeah, you know, we did have a couple people come out, and it would be their first Honu. Actually, more than a couple. We even had a guy who just recently moved to the island only a couple days ago, and he saw the training event posted, so he came to check it out and did the run portion and had a good time. So here's a nice little group of athletes that attended. Yeah, we're really
happy. Yeah, I'm sure that gives them more time to talk to you about it. Talk a little bit about your background, how you got into, you know, kind of being a runner. Was that the first thing that you sort of got into? You were studying accounting at the University of Hilo, and share about that. Because most people, you know, everybody doesn't end up an Ironman or end up an Olympic distance triathlete, or maybe they don't do triathlons. Maybe they decide that running is their thing. I mean, it's been fun to watch Bree Wee evolve into a long-distance runner. You know, everybody evolves in different ways. So talk about that a bit in terms of your own experience, how you've evolved from when you got started.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first started in the sport, you're right, I did start doing some 5Ks and 10Ks, and then that eventually evolved into doing Honolulu Marathon twice. Simultaneously, I was also teaching fitness and spin class, and I knew I always wanted to bridge out into triathlon. You know, instead of just riding a stationary bike indoors, I wanted to ride a real bike and actually get somewhere. So, I made that bridge over back in 2012 and basically haven't looked back.
And let's see, you've done Ironman, right? And you've done the Olympic distance, and you've had some very good success in the events that you've, you know, been involved in. So you know what you're capable of doing. But what I like about it is you've found that sort of pacing of just how much you want to do. And I think that's in every sport. you know, a really interesting thing for people to keep being aware of, you know, what do I want to do this year with it? That it doesn't always have to be the same thing. But I see you working on so many events, and I just think it's fantastic that you're giving back like that. You have to have some special athletes, particularly the high school kids that you've watched as they've evolved, and, you know, David Wild doing the triathlon club, and who else is it, Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen Olds,
yeah.
And the Wave Riders. Yeah, no, it's really wonderful to see, you know, these new young and up-and-coming athletes joining the athlete pool. Yeah, it's always good to have goals on a year-to-year basis. And going back to what you were mentioning about Bree Wee and her trail run, that's something I wanted to talk a little bit with you about, too. SpikeWorks is actually organizing a team to go check out the Mango Madness, which is a part of the HURT 100 series training races, and that's coming up in June. So, you know, like you said, it's great to have goals every year, and, you know, these new running trail events are a lot of fun, and they're a great accessible type of racing to do, you know, for the new athlete or the seasoned athlete as well.
So tell me about that, the Mango Madness. Is that here on the island, or where is that? Because I know Grant and Janet, you know, they've been each summer going somewhere, right, and riding some pretty hardy events. And is Mango Madness a run? It's a run or a bike ride?
It's a run. So it's part of the Hawaii Ultra Running. So it's part of the HURT 100 series, and it's coming up on June 10th. And I believe it's on Oahu. So it's an Oahu trail run, and it looks like it's a 10-plus mile run. Yeah, so they have a whole series of runs as the year goes on that kind of increase in distance incrementally as it goes on.
I'll have to look that up. So is BikeWorks putting together a team, or if people are interested, are they looking for people that might be interested? Or
yeah, so they've got a group of runners going that are currently training for these off-road running events, and that would be Bree Wee, Mikey Brown, Patrick Stover, Sarah Bloom, to name a few. So they're really excited about that.
Well, that's fun. You know, years ago, I ran the Saddle Road as an individual from the Banyan Tree over to Waimea. As an individual, they're only like, and most of the people were running the relay. And John Kunitaki, John won the men's, I won the women's, and the total individual. I think that was 84 miles or something. But, you know, it was an anomaly. There, you know, back in the 80s, weren't that many. We had a 24-hour run at the old airport to raise food for the food bank. And I think I did 96 miles, and Kavika ran barefoot. I'm sure you know Kavika Spalding.
Yeah.
Who did that? Puts on the Hono, the, it was just a couple of weeks ago, the Hono Now run, the pancake run. And so that there were only a few of us, you know, and it was pretty bizarre to be running, you know, distances like that. And I love the way it's all become so, not just mainstream, but that everybody can start seeing, well, I like running marathons, but I realize I'm a trail runner. I mean, I've realized that about my biking. I'm a mountain biker. I mean, I think a couple of weeks ago I finally decided that. I've always known it, but... And when I mentioned Bree, I've loved watching her evolve, and she's gone back to teaching, was professional triathlete, but discovering that, you know, maybe her twitch count works well for long-distance running, and she's lending such a playfulness to it. I think it's very inspirational. Both of you are doing that, you know, and a lot of people, I think, when they switch over to a different type of engagement in a sport that they're already engaged in, it can be very joyous because it's just a new adventure.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's really, really fun to follow Bree's social media posts as she's, you know, on her journey to the HURT 100 in January. Yeah.
So talking about BikeWorks, some of the people there. So the Honu event, which is coming up Saturday, June 3rd, and to everybody, you know, it's a wonderful event to go out and watch and maybe volunteer. They can always use volunteers. BikeWorks has the bike tech, right? They've been doing it for years. And so that's a huge contribution. But that Olympic distance, the 1.2 mile, it's half of an Ironman, 56 bike and 13.1 mile run. But, you know, everybody, when you go into a BikeWorks, they aren't all triathletes and they aren't all road bikers. Like, I see that Grant is much more of a mountain biker. And, you know, I've known him for 28 years since he started selling his first mountain bikes, but Ramajan, who's a mountain biker, came from Sedona and wrote a book on the about biking in Sedona. So I think it's fun to see all the different ways in which all of you that work with BikeWorks put your energy out into the communities, whether it's here or on the mainland when you're going off and running events, and bring back that enthusiasm to people. I see it when I'm in the stores, too, sharing the stories.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have a team, of people who are both competitive and recreational athletes, and I think that's definitely value added, when folks visit us at the shop. And you're, like you mentioned, Emily, BikeWorks is the official bike tech sponsor for HONU, so we will be out there on race day, Saturday, June 3rd. We're also the official bike tech shop, so we'll be set up at the HONU Expo happening next week. We start with our bike tech opening on Tuesday, that's May 3rd, and then our full-on, we'll still have our retail partially open on Tuesday the 3rd, but we'll have everything in full swing on Wednesday the 31st through June 2nd.
And that's where? Is that at the Fairmont?
Yep, that's at the Fairmont Orchard. Yeah,
they've done a wonderful job of getting involved in these events. So the whole Montalana Resort. I mean, I remember years ago when you didn't see people biking and riding in those places. Just a mention to like Ellie Sumac, who works with the BikeWorks Youth Sport with Lava Kids. BikeWorks is so supportive of the Lava Kids, which happens, monthly? The free events for the kids. There's so many wonderful things. And also BikeWorks involved in Hawaii Cycling Club, which is the Sea to Stars coming up in August. And speaking of kids working for BikeWorks, I have to mention it because I was in had retail stores, and it was always fun to have people work for you that were young and they were in the local high school or something. And now, 40 years later, I'm friends with those people. I'm hearing from them like, oh, I loved working at your store. And now they're developers in Detroit or something. It's wonderful to see. But another one that comes to mind is Malik or Mariano.
Malik.
I mean, he was a quiet, shy kid. And I just saw a post he had on Facebook about riding 6 hours and he killed it, and he loved it, and he's racing. But to watch kids in high school develop as they're in a retail location and they're learning to speak with people and engage with people and learning the stock and learning, that's really fun. And you've been involved there enough to see a lot of young kids come through the employment of BikeWorks.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we really enjoy supporting, the new up-and-coming athlete pool, and whether that's, supporting their club, doing these free training events or even having them, join our teams and shops, it's definitely something we derive a lot of joy and gratitude from.
So kudos to Kristen and David Wild for the triathlon cups they're doing. I just met David recently, but I've been following all of it very closely since they started engaging so many of the high school kids, because it's always about football, baseball, soccer, right? The traditional sports.
Right.
So it's fun to see that celebrated, just like paddling being celebrated and surfing. Well, Winona Chen with BikeWorks and also involved very much in putting events on so that the new athletes and seasoned athletes can do their training and giving back in such a great way. And how about yourself? What's your next event?
So I don't have anything planned for a while. There is Tin Man on Oahu. That was something that I was thinking about doing. That's still on the horizon for me. I'm not quite sure yet, but it's definitely an event I'd love to participate in.
Yeah, well, it's nice to just sort of look out over the horizon and let it pick you, right? It picks you in a fun way, according to schedules and just training and everything else. Well, Winona, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Haven't seen you in a long time, but I always enjoy watching what you're doing and everything that BikeWorks is doing. They've been longtime friends and longtime supporters of the Emily T. Gale Show and longtime supporters of keeping my bike fixed up so I could ride. I'm so grateful from the very first day I got on a mountain bike 28 years ago that I got from Grant. It was a little kiosk in Kailua Village. So Bike Works Nature Sport out at Quick Marketplace, community bike rides every Tuesday. It's so nice to see how many people when I'm driving down the highway into town on Tuesdays and see that gang of people riding. And then that's every Tuesday about 8:15 in the morning. And Kona Bike Works up in the industrial area. And then Kona Beach and Sport. And, you know, I found out that Tony from the Hawaii Cycling Club, she's a mechanic down there at that Bike Works, right?
Yep. So she's been working on the bikes down at our Ali'i Drive location, that's Kona Beach and Sports, for some time now, I would say well over a year. And she's also started up in Bike Works Kona, so you can see her at either or both locations.
Well, I think it's fascinating. She told me that she actually, you know, she went over to the mainland and went to the mechanic school and learned that. I thought that was pretty neat.
And it's definitely neat.
Yeah, so there she is down there doing the work of, really, I almost need to be an engineer to fix a bike these days because they're so sophisticated. So let's just go through that. The expo starts on Wednesday, March 31st.
Yeah, so we have our bike tech area, so the mechanics will be, you know, set up and ready to help athletes with any of their bike or bike setup needs as of Tuesday, May 30th. And then we'll also have our retail shop partially open then. It's kind of a soft opening, but we'll have everything in full swing Wednesday the 31st through Friday, June 2nd.
Great. So, yeah, you always do such a nice job setting up your area over there at the expo. So all the best to you. I'll probably see you over there. Okay. Thanks,
Wendy. Sounds great.
Aloha. Okay. Aloha.
Well, a couple other things I want to mention. There was an event recently called the Mana to Mana Ultra 155-mile foot race. And what it was the inaugural Mana to Mana Ultra. And it was over 7 days, multi-stages. It started at Coconut Island in Hilo, finished it at Hapuna Beach. And it was a stage race. And what they did was they ascended and descended both Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa for a total elevation gain of 22,238 feet. I'll see how many people were in it. But I wanted to give a shout out to Sylvia Ragvaglia. She was from Waimea. She finished it, and boy, it was so fun to read the story that Rainey Henderson wrote. You know, she just seemed to have had so much fun while she was doing it. She trains a lot. She was getting ready for an event, I think, that she does on the mainland. And she finished in an impressive 8th place out of 63 competitors, a time of 34 hours, 32 minutes, and 28 seconds. So, you know, they had extreme altitudes, extreme weather conditions, and they had to take all their own equipment, their sleeping bag, everything. So pretty amazing. She said hers was 15 pounds, her pack, which was the lightest of everybody's. But she also said she hardly had anything to sleep on, and they were sleeping on rocks. And you got to admire them. I've done some long distance races, but nothing like that. And I think it's fascinating what's going on in the world of long distance racing. Some other local things, you know, Bill Trumbull, who used the athletic director up at Kona Waena, his Big Island Sports Academy, along with the County of Hawaii, Parks and Rec, and Kona Waena High School, they're having their instructional football camp coming up June 8th to the 11th. And you can go to Bill's Big Island Sports Academy, but all the best to him. He did a whole lot as an athletic director, has a lot of interest in helping kids get off to college and earn scholarships, and he'll be having a lot of events coming up over the next year or so. Also, Kona Aquatics is having their tryouts, and that you can, that's at the Kona Aquatics any day at 3 p.m. over at the Kona Gym. And the Hapuna Rough Water Swim, that's coming up June 18th. It's a one-mile swim. There's also a 400-meter swim for the Keiki. So that is the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Hapuna Rough Water Swim on June 18th. What other events? Let's see. There is the Hawaii Cycling Club, Sea to Stars. That is going to take place on August 5th. So you can sign up. There's still a discounted fee. Well, they kind of in different levels, but definitely that's for the seasoned cyclist, but certainly something to take a look at. And if not going to be in it, they can always use volunteers. That's the Hawaii Cycling Club. So they do just a great job, Hawaii Cycling Club. And you can get information on the Sea to Stars race by emailing Tom at HCC, which is Hawaii Cycling Club, HCCC2Stars@yahoo.com. And let's see what else is going on here. Oh, just have to acknowledge the regatta season. I love regatta season. I love the stories that are covered, and both on the radio and AM 850 and Hilo AM 790 and Kona radio. And West Hawaii Day does a great job of covering the paddling. Nice to see it on the front page. But Kaitu hosted the 35th annual Papa Kimatete Regatta recently. And Richard Kimatete, what a wonderful job he's done. When I first moved here, I got involved with Kaitu. And I knew Papa and Mama, just wonderful people. And it's so wonderful to see what Richard has done with that club. And he's really brought in a lot of the youth with the club. And of course, I always have to acknowledge Mike Atwood, who does so much for the Moku'o Hawaii Regatta. Just amazing what they do. Also, the Keiki Surf was out at Kohananiki. I don't know how many years they've done that. Let's see if I can find that. But a 22nd annual Keiki Surf, and I was really wonderful to see the picture. They were doing tantrum, the little boy on top of his dad. And what do they call that event when it's the tantrum? But anyway, really amazing what these kids can do with their parents that get out there and learn how to surf at such a young age. I love watching it. But nice to see that event still continuing on out of Kohananiki. What a great job they've done over the years with the challenges of having to integrate into the development that's going on. But it has happened and doing well. In my, learning and my steep learning curve of how to do everything, not just in radio, but social media and everything, I just really want to reach out to Robert at 808 Computers for all the helpfulness he gives me. Also, to Chick Kunitaki up at Viaja River Coffee, a longtime supporter of the Emily T. Gale Show, ESPNHawaii.com, and of course, Bike Works Beach and Sport, as I mentioned when we were talking with Winona, Kaola Magazine, and Aloha Visitors Guides, and also Waikoloa Beach Resort. So really appreciate my supporters and their help in me getting the Emily T. Gale Show here on ESPNHawaii.com to you. The shows are also available at iTunes under Emily T. Gale Show or Emily T. Gale Talk Story, and also at Facebook, Emily T. Gale Talk Story. And I appreciate everyone listening, and I definitely appreciate West Hawaii Today for running my press releases all the time. That's really helpful. And you, too, can get your event listed in Short Hops at West Hawaii Today. If you send it in by 5 o'clock on Monday nights Thursday nights, we'll run on the Tuesday or the Friday, to sports@westhawaiitoday.com. And a big shout-out to J.R. DeGroote and Rick Winter for the great job they do with the coverage of local sports and national sports. I think it's terrific. So for my segment here on the Emily T. Gale Show, ESPNHawaii.com, my segment, Say Nice Things About Detroit, I'm just, every day I am aware of how much all communities are going through so many similar things, trying to provide recreation for their communities and take care of, whether it's homelessness or crime, whatever it is. I'm just... It always amazes me, and that we go through a lot of similar things, overdevelopment, underdevelopment. But the big one with the recreation, since this is on ESPNHawaii.com, is the recreation is so similar in both communities. I give PATH, People's Advocacy for Trails Hawaii, a whole lot of credit. We got Bike Share up and running. That's Tina Clothier at PATH. They kind of took it under their, I guess they're kind of supervising it. So we have... I think it's 10 bikes at 3 different stations, and one near Hugo's, one near King Kamehameha Kona Beach Hotel, and the other one is Halehalawai. But pretty progressive thinking for Kona to get that in last year, and now Detroit, after 5 years of working on it. I think I saw a story from 2012 this morning. I was going through my files, but the MOGO is what it's called in Detroit, the Detroit Bike Share. They have 432 bikes, I believe it is, at 10 different stations. Is it 10? Right around the city. So what they did last week was they had anybody who wanted to volunteer, they all met up and they rode the bikes to all the different stations, and they had a real celebration. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting a month pass. I'm leaving for Detroit, and I'll be there the month of June. And while I have bicycles there in my lockers, it's going to be fun to try the bike share, because it's really changing the whole nature of communities. And I really want to advocate it on the Big Island, just like I want to advocate it in Detroit. There's so many people I know that wouldn't take their own bike into Detroit to ride, or down in Dakota to ride. And these are wonderful opportunities to just get on a bicycle and ride in your community. I think it's $3 or something like that for the half hour, but it's pretty neat. And it's happening not just in Detroit, not just in Kona, but all over the country. And Detroit's a really progressive city right now with what's happening with non-motorized trails, bike lanes, a lot of new innovative. There's going to be more miles of bike lanes in Detroit. I think Detroit will be in the 10th place by the end of the summer. Just a really phenomenal what's happening. Of course, it's a city that was, you know, used to have 2 million people in it. Now there's less than, I think, 700,000. But a lot of the people are biking, not just to commute and to get here and there, but because they love being in the city. Really wide streets, and there's so much advocacy for biking. There are so many bicycle clubs in Detroit. It's amazing. And then the one that kind of leads it all is called Slow Roll. Every Monday night, Jason Hall, Mike McCool started this with just a couple of their biking friends a few years ago. And now every Monday night, a couple thousand bicyclists. I always love that they, first time I met them, they said, I inspired them with our runs back in the late 70s and 80s. But they have taken it to a level that's just fantastic to be able to do that every week, or you know, at least three times a month in the summertime. I attend the slow rolls. They're really, really wonderful. But coming up this week in Detroit is the Chevrolet Grand Prix at Belle Isle. It'll be on national TV, and it is a wonderful event. It used to be on the streets of Detroit. Now it's out at Belle Isle, which was built many years ago in the city. It's a park built by the same person who did Tavern or the Central Park in New York. So it's a three-day event. But on the Wednesday before the Detroit Grand Prix starts, with all the fast cars, I think, are they Formula Ones? No, they're carts, I think. I should know. And my computer just broke down. I'm about to head to the computer store to get it fixed, so I can't look it up. I guess I could look it up on my phone. But anyway, Detroit Grand Prix. However, early in the week, the slow roll. Everybody's going to get to do a lap on the bicycle, so there'll be a couple thousand people riding the Detroit Grand Prix course. I'll be right in there with them. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Detroit City Football at Keyworth Stadium. Soccer is really... really gone someplace in Detroit. In fact, the owner of the Pistons, Tom Gore, he's moved the Pistons downtown. So Pistons, Lions, Tigers, and the Red Wings are all downtown Detroit. I'll be playing there, the new District Detroit Stadium. Mike Ilitch, who owns the Detroit Tigers and the Red Wings. Detroit District is new arena. It's residential. They just announced yesterday. It's retail stadium. The Pistons will be playing at the stadium as well as the Red Wings. They announced yesterday there'll be a lot of residential, one of the largest municipal projects. It is the largest ever built in the country, and it's pretty phenomenal what's going on in the city of Detroit with sports and athletics. It's a great sports town anyway. Most athletes that come there, they end up staying after they retire, because they really do love the town. It really is an interesting city, tremendous city for sports and music, and it'll be happening this summer. So it's the Emily T. Gale Show here on ESPNHawaii.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again. And remember, you can get the shows at iTunes, free podcast, and on my Facebook page, Emily T. Gale Talk Story, and ESPNHawaii.com under the lineup tab. And again, thanks for your nice comments as I see you around town. Aloha.